Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to part two of the 2016 QNN LGBT wrap-up. I'm Adam Samuel.
And I'm Alistair Kingston. If Malcolm Turnbull thought the year would get better after the plebiscite was voted down, he was definitely in for a shock when members of the Sydney Mardi Gras voted in their annual general meeting to officially uninvite him from the 2017 parade, saying someone who poses the rights of their community should not be allowed to participate. The PM, however, responded with a chuckle and said he was far from concerned.
I've had so many invitations from friends to go to their Mardi Gras parties that if Lucy and I do decide to go to the Mardi Gras next year, we'll have no shortage of opportunities and cheerful company to enjoy it with.
It all ended well, though, with the Mardi Gras board voting in late November to invite the Prime Minister after all, saying its aim is to educate and promote tolerance and not to put down or turn away people.
An anti-LGBT group that planned to stop the annual Gender Diverse formal backfired spectacularly in February, thanks to the generosity of our community. The Stop Safe Schools Coalition had encouraged its members to buy up tickets for the Victorian event to protect children from attending. The LGBT community's response? Well, donating more than $40,000, making the event completely free for all attendees.
When it came to LGBT gaffes on live TV, the Today Show's Carl Stefanovic took the proverbial cake. Stefanovic offended the trans community after using the outdated and offensive term trannies to describe the group of people who mugged the Channel 9 team covering the Rio Olympics. Carl took to the air on the Today Show the very next day and set the record straight and apologised.
An incredibly diverse community who I'm very, very sorry I caused hurt to.
Controversy at this year's Pride Parade in Melbourne with a group of protesters staging a sit-in to protest corporate involvement in the parade. The group of queer and transgender activists blocked the path of a group of National Australia Bank marchers as part of a protest against pinkwashing. However, the disruption of the parade didn't go down well with spectators who booed and heckled the protesters.
Award winners at the 2016 ARIAs used Australian Music's Night of Nights to speak out on LGBT issues. LGBT advocate and singer Troy Sivan picked up Song of the Year for his single Youth, while superstar Sia asked activist Angie Green to accept her Best Female Artist Award on behalf of Australian Marriage Equality to a standing ovation from the audience.
And briefly now, Melbourne's Midsummer Festival has ditched News Limited as a sponsor following community pressure over repeated attacks on the LGBT community in a number of its publications.
An out footy player Jason Ball was announced as Victoria's nominee for Young Australian of the Year.
Adelaide's LGBT Festival, the Feast Festival, was overshadowed this year by the suspension of their general manager Cassandra Liebknecht over what the board claims misconduct. However, Ms. Liebknecht claims it was over the fact that she was straight.
An ultra-conservative hate group Marriage Alliance came under fire giving out Christmas presents to children on school buses that produced anti-LGBT propaganda targeting the Safe Schools program when opened.
Looking at 2016 in sport, the Melbourne Chargers took home this year's Bingham Cup after defeating the Sydney Convicts in Nashville, Tennessee. More than 40 teams from the United States and around the world competed over the three-day tournament in May, including teams from Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane.
And St Kilda and the Sydney Swans faced off in the AFL's first ever Pride round in August. The Saints were a driving force in getting the Pride round up, saying it was unacceptable that LGBT people didn't feel safe at sporting events. The match featured rainbow umpires' flags, guernseys and socks. AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan said he wanted footygoers to be able to be who they were. We turn our attention to the breach of protocol by the Daily Beast journalist Nino Haynes as the straight reporter used Grindr to cruise LGBT athletes and proceed to out them. Furore ensued with some outed athletes coming from countries where homosexuality is banned and punishable by life in jail or even death. The Daily Beast took the complaint seriously with Hines being recalled to the USA and formally suspended following an investigation.
And that concludes part two of our year in review. QNN will return in mid-January next year. Until then, I'm Adam Samuel.
And I'm Alistair Kingston, wishing you a safe and happy 2017.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.